When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Kaylin, do a blog, please. Take it away.
Dear blog, so, and Fred, you might relate to this a little bit at the beginning, but I feel like one of the scariest parts of living in an apartment building is that you kind of just have to trust everyone else to not do anything like dangerous in their apartment, i.e. fires and things that are unsafe. So the other day I was home and I kept smelling smoke. And I don't know why I like always blame myself at first for things. So I kept going over like to check my hair tools. Like, is that plugged in?
I mean, you were holding a joint. So I thought, you know,
okay, we're not talking about that.
Yeah. Where is this smoke coming from? Where'd I put my sunglasses? Oh, they're on my head.
It was so high that I didn't know it was me. End plug. But no. So, and then I kept checking my stove and my oven and I was pacing around and I'm like, okay, well, it's gotta be someone else. Like, burn something. Something's not safe. Something's not right. And then I get a phone call from my boy Jason Brown, and he's like, hey, are you all right? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, the restaurant attached to your apartment is on fire. And I'm like, it is? And he's like, yeah, go out on your balcony. And so I went down on my balcony and I looked down and the whole street is filled with like tons of fire trucks. And I'm like, oh, that's probably where the smoke smell is coming from. It was fully on fire. And then it smelled so bad in my apartment building for the next few days. Like, people were wearing masks. Like, that's how bad it
really?
Was. Yeah, it was bad. And I was a little bit scared for a while. I was like, do I go outside? Whatever. But I just love that, like, my friend who watches the news was the one who told me that my apartment was about to be on fire.
Not the building itself. Not your building telling
you. No, they didn't tell you anything.
Well, then I looked and I saw an email, but it's just like, Jason's so on it. And thank God for him, because I would have been doing laps thinking that I had something on fire in my apartment. But yeah, so the fire is now out and the smell is gone, but they needed fans and masks and it was a whole ordeal. And that Civil War movie put on their movie poster like a building on fire too, and I don't know, whatever, it was a bad omen.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah thanks.
That's better than I was in an old hotel not that long ago and I'm laying in bed and I was a little hungover and the fire alarm went off at like 6 a.m.
right,
and I laid there and I'm like, I don't smell anything. Do you smell anything? No.
Who are you talking to?
Right. Myself. Yeah. And then I just went back to sleep. So the truth of the matter is the place could have burned down, but in that moment I was long over and tired, and so I just prioritized my sleep, you know? I mean, it could have been really bad, but I wasn't going down there, you know, for some high school prank or whatever, in my underwear, in my robe. I prioritized my sleep, and it turned out everything was okay.
I'm glad. That's like when there's like a tornado drill in my building, and I'm like, you know, if this is how I go out,
right.
I go out.
That was kind of my attitude about
it's
this. I'm like, I honestly, I'm so hungover that this might be the better alternative.
Right.
I'm
the floor's not hot. You're good. You have some time to nap.
I'm comfortable. But I surveyed the situation. I lifted my head up about 2 inches and I went. And my sniffer test told me everything was fine.
We're good.
So, went right back to bed. Yep, that's it.
More Fred Show next.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.